So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
It's time for extremely local news. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, joins us. Hi, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy.
All right, I'm embarrassed to say that I'm a bit of a suburbanite, and I don't know what the Wild Mile is. I do know it's expanding, though. Can you explain?
I'd be happy to. Yeah, the Wild Mile is it's really a cool project that's happening in the North Branch of the Chicago River. It's actually the North Shore, the North Branch Canal, the spot that they dug out to the east of Goose Island, so barges didn't have to navigate the winding stretch there. But you know, for years and years and years, this is really just an industrial channel. It was barges filled with like salt and rocks and used cars and all kinds of stuff. But it's being used a lot less for industrial purposes. So what they've been doing is they've been making these really cool floating walkways and gardens, and really just bringing wildlife back to the area. You can see from the window where you're sitting right now, you know, the Chicago River is hopping. There's kayaks, there's boats, there's all kinds of people using it that we didn't imagine when we were kids. And so this is they started this a couple years ago, where they did a little stretch behind the, you can picture it behind the REI store on North Avenue. And that was wildly successful. They've brought back a bunch of animals and native plants to it. Kids come down there for educational lessons, and they get to walk, you know, on the river, basically,
because
these are
cool
floating paths. Yeah, so now they're adding another whole mile to about that same area. It's going to run from Halstead until North Avenue, and the new part opens next week. They don't have the whole mile done, but they're still working on it right now, and it's really just sort of like a little urban adventure in a spot that you really, you know, was not welcome for humans. So cool to check it out. Opens next week. There's still part of it open now from the old part, but already getting reports that there's a beaver in residency that likes to lounge on the on the walkways and stuff. So yeah, if you're looking for something to take the kids, or just if you're in that area and you want to sneak away and pretend you're in nature a lot, check out the Wild Mile along the along Goose Island.
Such cool little things in the city. That's why I love this segment, extremely local news, because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even know about this. All right, there's a big Polish community in Chicago, and there's a place called Polish Broadway. Where's this, and what's going on there?
Polish Broadway, yes. Also, you know, known as the Polish Triangle, this would be Ashland and Milwaukee and Division. This is right on the edge of Wicker Park, the east side of Wicker Park. For years and years, particularly, you know, starting in the 70s and 80s, it was just teeming with Polish-run businesses, but they've really sort of, as Wicker Park has turned into more of a hotspot, a lot of these places have been pushed out or moved elsewhere. But there's one place left, but not for long. This is it's a little restaurant called Podolanka. It's right on Division Street, 1549 West Division, and it's run by a woman named Helena Matage for the last 40 years. She was really just a throwback to the old neighborhood, but she's retiring. She's going back to Poland to retire. She's leaving Sunday. Tomorrow is her last day, and really the future of Podolanka is up in the air. She's got a nephew that works there, but they're not entirely sure if he's going to keep it going or not. So if you've ever heard of Podolanka, or you want to, you know, check out her pierogies, her homemade potato pancakes, her borscht, her stuffed cabbage, you know, kind of old throwback stuff, I would say today or tomorrow is probably your best bet. There might be a crowd, because she's been really popular. Just a really nice woman who says, you know what, I've never met a bad person in my life. So it's a really sweet place. Sorry to lose it, but congratulations on her retirement. She's certainly earned it.
Definitely. And as one door closes, another one opens. What's going on with Trio's Pizza?
Right. This is, I would say, this would be the opposite story of Helena's story. Trio's Pizza is in the Norwood Park neighborhood on the northwest side. It had been run for 30 years by a guy named Frank Siena. It became a really popular spot. Northwest Siders, as a lot of Chicagoans are very loyal to their local businesses, particularly their pizza shops. They're better than some of the chain places that just pop up everywhere. But Frank retired a couple years ago. It became a sub shop from some other owners, but that didn't work. So his godson bought the place, has rebuilt it, is turning it back into Trio's. And he called Frank and said, "Hey, how's retirement going? You bored?" And Frank said, "I'll come back." So Frank's not running the place anymore, which I sound he's very happy about. He's just making the pizzas. So if you love Trio's in the 90s and the last 30 years, it is officially back. This is at 7009 West Higgins in Norwood Park. Frank is there. It opened on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. By 4:30, they had lines out the door.
Jeez.
And I've been checking in on them, and they've been running out of dough the last couple days because of just the demand from people anxious to get back to his particular style of thin crust. So have some patience if you're looking to go. They weren't taking pre-orders yesterday because they were so swamped, but it's always a good sign when people are lining out the door to get your food. So welcome back, Trio's. Welcome back, Frank Siena and his godson Alex Denny Janovich, who got it going with his wife Tian. So congratulations to them, and go get it, Norwood Park.
And all these stories and more can be found at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you so much, Seamus.
Thanks, Wendy. We got a ton of Democratic National Convention coverage there as well, but we wanted to focus on the local businesses, the things that are going to be sticking around or going away tomorrow. So thanks a lot for everything.